Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild. And he's from all back, dropping gems for you to find. So there's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and PRIME Pal.
What's up, everybody? It's the PRIME coming with another episode of the Prime Nostalgia Podcast with my co-host, Lee Boy TV. Say what's up.
Hey, Lee Boy is in the building as always. What's up, Prime?
Yo, so this week coming up is obviously Valentine's Day week. And, you know, we're going to try to do a two-part something-something. We'll see what happens. But this is our first iteration of this. And
Before we get started, man, I ain't single, so all this Valentine's Day madness, goodness, just so I'm taking this is all for Prime. He's getting his single bones. I don't know.
First of all, these people are 90s people, so we're
right.
Good.
Right. No, I'm not good. Speak for yourself. I'm talking about me and my household. This is the last time we're gonna be doing any type of topics like this. Just putting that out there. I meant to tell Prime the last time something like this came up, but I didn't get the message out to him. Just saying that, you know, just for the record, I got me a lady, happy home, two kids. All right.
All right. If you keep hating on Britney, she ain't gonna be. You know?
Okay. Shout out to Magical Nikki. Everybody go follow her. Magical underscore Nikki. Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully you don't get in too much trouble, but we're gonna do a bracket today. All right.
Right.
This is, I took names of people from the 90s. We got two sides. All right. One side is TV and the other side is other. So that's music, models, or whatever. So if somebody did music and other stuff, they would be in other.
All right.
All right. So we got TV, movies, and then music, models, and all the other kind of stuff. And this is a list from people in the 90s, okay? So cool. I made the bracket, put everybody in random, but the list is from, like, various lists. So you want to start with TV or you want to start with...
Yeah, let's start with TV movies.
All right. And...
And, look, let me put out another disclaimer before we start the bracket. All my answers today are going to be based on popular opinion, you know.
Popular opinion with the 90s.
Yeah, not popular necessarily opinion my opinion. Yes. This is on in right. A nostalgic lens, okay?
Right.
That's how we judging, you know.
This is not our favorite list. This is just for what everybody would say.
Absolutely. What right. Everyone would say, not just me. So
yes.
All right.
Yes. First on the list, we got Lark Voorhees, a.k.a. Lisa. And we got Amy Jo Johnson, a.k.a. Kimberly.
See, now you're making it hard because this is what everybody would say. already. I'm going to go with Lark.
You're going to go with Lark. I will go with Lark personally, but since we're doing what everybody would say, I would go with Amy Jo. So, since we're tired, I guess we're going to flip a coin. So.
How about I'll just be tails every time? You could be heads.
Okay. All right. Dang. Okay, it's heads. What are my tails?
No, you're heads.
Okay.
I said I'll be tails.
All right, cool. All right, hey, Lark. I mean, Amy Jo goes through with the people.
All right.
And I butchered. What did I just butcher? I butchered something, but we'll be all right.
Man, hopefully right. Lark's getting the help. Is she doing better? Because she was going through some stuff. Man.
She is doing better because she was on the recent season of Saved by the Bell.
Nice. Oh, okay. She finally got the call back because at first she was hurt.
Well, she was in the first season too, but she wasn't like physically there.
Right.
She was like, it was like they was like FaceTiming her.
Okay, wow.
This season she was actually here.
Oh, they had it in the budget and get her out there?
Yeah. All right. We got Tiffany Amber Thiessen, a.k.a. Kelly. Mm-hmm. And we got Jennifer Aniston. aka Rachel, or whoever she wants to be.
I mean, this is actually a pretty close one. I think the fans would say Jennifer Aniston, though, especially longevity wise. She definitely had some projects, you know, that people were able to observe her for. Yes.
I'm gonna say just like Amy Jo, I'm gonna say Tiffany, because the fan reaction was always big for Tiffany.
She does have fans. She definitely does have fans.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah, but I think Tiffany was one of the ones where people was like,
it's two different fans. For nostalgic sake, though, yeah, I'm gonna go with Tiffany for nostalgia. I'm gonna go ahead and switch mine just for nostalgia.
Right. Okay. Just for nostalgia, nothing else.
Right. For nostalgia's sake.
This one is going to be difficult, all right? Nia Long, Halle Berry.
Come on, bro. Why did you put them two together?
I didn't. I randomized this. What you mean?
Oh, man. That one is difficult. I mean, oh, we're going by the fans, so that makes it a little bit easier.
And 90s as well.
It goes a little, that makes it a little bit easier for me. I'm going to go ahead and go with Halle Berry.
I'm going to go with Nia Long.
This is what the fans would say? I don't know, man. I think the fans.
Halle Berry was like, okay, you know what? Never mind.
That's Halle, man, right there. That's all she known for is being a crush.
Yeah, so is Nia Long.
Can she even act, Halle? Is she a good actress? She all right.
Okay, don't watch her X-Men movies.
She had a couple of stinker films. I ain't gonna lie. A couple where she was like, are you just being the same, like, meek Halle Berry? Like, you don't got no sense, can't do nothing right, and you just pretty Halle? That's, yeah. Okay. But, I'll roll her. Big fan of Nia Long, though.
Sarah Jessica Parker and Melissa Joan Hart. You know Sarah Jessica Parker, she's in
Hocus Pocus. Right?
No.
Oh, wait. It's not. Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker, that is Sex and the City.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Melissa Joan Hart is Clarissa and
Sabrina. Yeah, I know Sabrina. That. Yeah. Another three-namer, huh?
Three-name. Yeah. It's a lot on here.
Three-name versus.
It's a lot. It's a lot of people with three names on here.
Okay, so once again, with this being Prime Nostalgia Podcast, I'm going to go ahead and go with the Melissa Joan Hart, especially from the young man's perspective, you know, looking up to Melissa. Like, it was like a young man's type of crush, for sure, where Sarah Jessica was like, really, if you was, you had to be kind of grown in the
90s. Yeah. Okay.
Really, get that one.
All right, you know, I'm going to go over to other. Because, you know, obviously we got, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm going to go to other. I'm going to go to the bottom of the bracket. We got, I did not know this was, okay. Yeah. Janet Jackson and Whitney Houston.
Oh, sorry, Whitney. You didn't have too many. I mean, God bless the dead, obviously. Rest in peace. It's just been too many bad moments. Remember, she was clapping like, why Jamie Foxx make fun of her like that? I'm gonna just go ahead and say Janet Jackson. Let's not throw dirt on nobody's name or nothing.
T-Boss and Tyra Banks.
Ooh. I mean, it's Tyra.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah. Tyra Banks.
They both got the same initials, TB, kind of.
Well, I think T-Boss name.
Yeah, that's not her real name.
Yeah, something.
TB. Well, all the TBs out there.
Speaking of TB, we got somebody close. We got Lisa Lopez, a.k.a. Left Eye. Or, I didn't mean to do it like this, but it just so happened, Aaliyah.
Ooh, yeah, and that's ironic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this one is kind of, I keep saying for me, but this ain't about me today. It ain't about me. This is the general consensus. And I think they would say, it's actually kind of close, but as far as a crush, I would say Aaliyah.
I think the general consensus is Aaliyah. I think so too. So yeah.
I mean, Left Eye, she was, you know, she was cute. She was just a little rough around the edges, you know? I mean, both of them really was. Yeah, both of them really was, but yeah, she burned your whole house down and
yeah,
probably whoop your behind too, and at the same time, she scared me. Shout out to, rest in peace, and shout out the family.
We got a fan favorite. This is a huge fan favorite. The first name, Britney Spears.
Britney, hey, just for the sake of, I'm gonna just say Britney. I don't care who up next. I'm Britney getting my versus points.
Jenny McCarthy.
I like Jenny McCarthy too. She's funny, man. Shout out to Jenny McCarthy.
I mean, look, this is probably my only personal pick. I'm gonna say Jenny because I never thought Britney was.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm going with Britney just because I'm trying to get a couple points in before Valentine's Day, and my Valentine loves Britney Spears. You know what I'm saying? I'm simp, big simp today.
Why don't you just? Why didn't you post a video where you trashed her of the two episodes
I'm trying to get them points back. I'm going McCarthy. Sorry. Okay. I didn't say all that for nothing.
Because you know. Also, shout out.
Take that back. General consensus, man. This is nostalgia. Give it to Britney. Okay. Give it to Miss Spears.
Yeah, we got
to
flip a coin then. All right. You got it. Tails.
I got tails.
Oh, it's tails.
Not that innocent. Okay. Oh, baby. And shout out.
Now you singing, Britney, okay?
If she's watching, that surprise witness. We need you on the Prime Nostalgia podcast. She talks a lot of Britney. I want to talk some Jamie Lynn with her. So if somebody tag that surprise witness right now, let her know we need her on the PNP.
All right. We're back on TV because we're going to keep alternating this. It's the bottom half of the bracket. We got some good people in here. We got Sanaa Lathan and Denise Richards. I'm going to just say, I feel like every cartoon character has followed after Denise Richards. That's what I'm going to just feel. Every cartoon character, that's a female.
And still, keep it nostalgia. I think I'm going to go with Denise Richards here. You know, obviously, Sanaa Lathan is we're fans of her and her projects. And shout out to her and her, how she look exactly like her mama. Have you been seeing those, them twinning memes, like Black Don't Crack type? Yeah, all those. So shout out to Sanaa. All right. But I go with Denise.
Yeah. All right. Here you go. Who you thought was Jennifer Love Hewitt. I mean, no. Anyways, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I was like,
wait,
Sarah
who did Michelle I think Gellar. She was?
You thought she was, you thought she was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, Jennifer Love Hewitt looked just like kind of like a little bit kind of like, not Sarah Jessica Parker, more like.
See, you see all these three names.
More like Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
All
Jennifer
the three
Love
names
Hewitt.
Are just messing you up.
Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar look kind of the same. So Sarah Jessica Parker doesn't look like them. No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Right?
So we got
it. I'm asking. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No, Jennifer Love Hewitt and Sarah Michelle Gellar does.
They look the same. Yeah, they look the same. Sarah. Yes. Jessica Parker
does not. She's more pale.
And blonde, yes. And she's got that mole. But yes, so now we're talking about which one? Because now all I can think of is Jennifer Love Hewitt. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Is Buffy and Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Right.
I think she's losing this round anyway, but all right. But she's going against Karen Parsons. Who is Hillary.
Is Hillary, yeah.
So I got my answer. It's Hillary. It's Karen Parsons for me.
Okay, and
you're sweating, man.
I had to get reminded of Sarah Michelle Gellar because I'm trying to think of the '90s and really who was crushing. People were crushing on Hillary. People crushed.
They
on
were
Hillary.
Also. We gave points to Sarah Michelle Gellar. She was Buffy, so I was like, all right.
Right.
Well. She had a huge show, so
right, yeah, too. Buffy, yeah, Buffy was the one. But no, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna stay with Hillary. I mean, that's Hillary, man, and we always got to show a little preferential treatment, a little bit on the PNP towards the Fresh Karen Prince Parsons. Family. Come on,
Karen Parsons. Okay. All right, this one. It's kind of tough for a lot of people in the nostalgia community. That's all I'm gonna say. We got Danielle Fishel, and we got Jennifer Love Hewitt. Danielle Fishel is Topanga.
Ooh, that one is tough. Topanga, I mean, she holds a special spot in nostalgia. and in the coming uppings of little boys around mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. And that's mostly all she's known for is being a crush. Jennifer Love Hewitt, she's actually a good actress, and she's done, and not to say that Topanga isn't, but it's two different type of career trajectories, I would say.
Yeah. Also, they did do an episode together. If y'all want to go watch that, it's called And Then There Was Sean. It's on season 5 for y'all Boy Meets World fans, so go watch it.
So out of total respect, what is Miss Topanga's name? What is her real name?
Danielle Fishel.
Danielle, I want to make sure I give her respect and say her name when I pass her through this round. I'm going to go ahead and give it to Danielle because, just as a staple of nostalgia, I think she really, and the 90s.
She usually is at the top of the list.
This is what she's known for.
All the lists.
This is what she is known for. So,
obviously.
Difficult, though.
It is difficult, but...
Shout out to JLH, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well...
Is she still Hewitt?
Did you say JLA or JLH?
H.
Oh, I was going to say JLA.
Okay. Yeah, no, JLH. Is she still Hewitt?
I believe so. I mean, that's her stage name, so I think she's not going to change her stage name. All right, so we got... I was going to put the other one at first. I was going to put Michelle Thomas, but whatever. We got Kelly S. Williams and Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Kelly as one?
Yes. And Kelly S. Williams is Laura from Family Matters.
Okay.
I know who I'm going with, so it's easy for me. Okay.
I mean, gotta go to my birthday twins and they twins, T and Tia. Tia and Tamara, TNT.
I was never... Laura can never be on Family Matters. That'd be fine. Like, how do you pass over Myra? Don't know.
Yeah, I'm more of a... Myra was, don't doubt Myra. Don't discount Myra.
Yeah.
Make sure to give her proper respect and rest in peace.
There we go. Snaps all around. All right. Going back to the music and others. We got Chili and Tia Carey. Kiari. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Who?
Tia Carrere. Look her up. Carrere.
Oh, career. Oh, my girl. Tia Carrere, yeah.
I ain't know how to. I said Carrere. Oh, Carrere.
I don't know. Carrere. Yeah, I never even knew her name. I just remember her from goddamn True Lies was probably one of my favorite movies with her. But who is she going up against?
Chili.
Oh, why you gotta do that? Tia Carrere. Look at the reason why.
You're like I did it. I just put all these are random.
Came up. Tia. She actually came up earlier in the podcast because she looks just like Magical Nikki, if you guys don't know. That's my better half. You guys make sure you go follow her, follow the kids.
You know what, speaking of that, that is the last time we did a crush episode, actually. I remember. Was
it? Yes.
We did a childhood, yes. So
yes, and Tia was on my list specifically for that reason, so shout out to the both of them. And for that, I am going to go ahead and pick Tia, even though I love Chili. Even though I love Chili. Yeah, we don't have to flip the coin.
So you got Tails.
I'm picking Tia, though. You know I'm gonna do the right thing.
I got heads or tails.
I got tails, and don't be cheating. Let me see.
It's heads.
Okay, that's cool. I ain't gonna argue with you. As long as I do right by mine, by me and mine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My Valentine.
That's my man trying to make sure he don't sleep on the couch.
I ain't messing up Valentine's Day 2022.
Cindy Crawford and Selena.
Cindy Crawford. Selena, she's great. I don't think her music makes her more of a crush, I think, than just her aesthetics. But I didn't even see her that much in the 90s. Like, I don't really know.
I don't think she was global until like maybe when she was about to die.
It was people crushed on her music, I think, more than just her as an individual. I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't that visible to me. And I still, every once in a while, I just like look up pictures of her just to like remember what she looks like. Cause there's a lot of people running around that look just, she just looks like a round the way girl. Yeah, Hispanics. I mean, she looks like a round the way girl.
I don't know about that one.
Man. I mean, I'm in California. I just feel like I see Selena's all the time. She looks like a normal chick you would see out here.
She does, but with a little bit more.
Shout out, love, and I love her music. Actually, her music is the most redeeming part about her, and it's just her life story is interesting, and yeah, obviously tragic. But I would go with Cindy Crawford. I mean,
okay,
just because I mean she was Pepsi commercial, right? She did a lot of stuff. Yeah, she did a lot. Obviously, she's a huge model and runway model. Victoria's Secret, what? I'm sure.
I'm not gonna argue with that. I'm gonna put it through.
Miss Crawford.
I mean, I know a lot of people are gonna be like, "What?" But
I mean, that's. Know. Yeah, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
Or not me. It's what the fans would say, the general.
Yeah, the fans. We got your favorite, J-Lo.
Not a fan, but okay.
And Mariah.
Nicole, I need your help. Which one you want to go through? And I'll say that because she loves Mariah. Mariah has tons of huge fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, aside
from just Christmas, too.
A lot of people love Mariah, but I don't know if they crush on her. We crush on her voice. We crush on her attitude, her diva-ness. Mm-hmm. But do people really want to be with Mariah? I don't know. Besides Nick. She seemed like a lot to deal with. So just for that, I mean, J-Lo, she a lot to deal with either for a whole nother reason. She got options, right? We gotta have to be worried about her and her options. But I'm gonna just go ahead and let J-Lo slide through this round.
Okay. All right. I go the same. That's cool. No worries.
Not for her Super Bowl performance, but you could go back and watch Prime rank her in the top five.
Right. It was that one song. And one song.
This is passed up James Brown and everybody, huh? Look,
James, you can't even find footage of his performance. What you mean? Like, I probably would have put it higher, but I can't see it, so I don't know if it's up there or not. Oh, this one is a good one. This is a very good one. Miss Lauryn Hill versus Miss B Rocker herself, Brandi Norwood.
Woo! For the 90s, huh? That's actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Really good one.
I'm going to say it off the bat, since Brandi had a TV show and she had the boys' mind, she might automatically go through with fans. I don't know. Just saying. But
I agree with you. I agree with you. I mean, especially in the TV show, she's writing in the diary every day. I mean, it reminds me a lot of a little bit of like Clarissa vibes, except, you know, obviously more urban. They were similar type vibes. And they gave the content for little boys and little girls to look up to. I think everybody wanted to be with or be around Brandi. So, shout out to Brandi. Obviously, I'm a big fan of El Boogie. But she, I mean, yeah, she take control of your mind. I don't know if she was just really the crush type, but she was like the indoctrinate type. She she could have a whole cult because she was a... Yeah, she had a faction of the world that was definitely true believers of her and her talent. But as far as crutches, I would go with Brandi.
Okay. All right. Now, this is one of the harder ones in all. We're going back to TV. So one of the harder ones, one of the ones that everybody kind of argues over, especially in the 90s, we got Amy Jo versus Tiffany Amber Thiessen. So.
For me, I can go with Kelly.
Kelly.
This ain't for me. I was never a big I was never a big fan of Power Rangers, so I never got the Yellow Ranger, Pink Ranger, none of that. If anything, my favorite part is when they was just flipping and turning and transforming. I don't
know. See, that's probably why you didn't watch it. That's Kimberly kept some people to watch it.
Right.
Just, you know. All right, we're flipping.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I'm gonna go with Kelly.
That was Tails.
Hey, there it goes, man.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Sure. 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 Tiffany and Matheson goes through. We got Halle Berry and Melissa Joan Hart.
I'm gonna go with Halle Berry. That's what I mean.
I'm gonna go with Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, we just
Clarissa and going. Sabrina. Clarissa and Sabrina. You think the '90s people are just gonna be like, "Oh, Halle"? I mean, you know, they might. No, they've seen the Flintstones. I mean, they might.
Yeah, it just depends on who you're talking to, I guess.
All right, I gotta flip it.
I mean, I don't think that.
This.
Yeah, his. Yeah. Don't lie. Don't lie.
No. I flipped again. It was his though. And now it's tails.
All right, one more flip. All right, one more flip then. Final one.
All right, let me make this a good one. It's tails.
All right, Miss Halle Berry, HB, going through.
Of course. We'll go from the bottom to the top again. We got Janet and Tyra.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Remember Tyra?
Oh, it's my and like that forehead. I'm gonna say. I don't know. I don't even know.
Now, this is not you, though. This is not.
Yeah,
you.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know how to judge the people on this one. That's what I'm saying. I will say.
Jim well, I will Jackson. Say I will say. Tyra came into her own more in the 2000s, not the 90s.
I will say so, Janet Jackson,
this is 90s. So.
Yeah, I think Tyra Banks still had a forehead on her back then.
She covered it up. She still covers it up. Covers up well.
Shout out to Tyra.
I already know who's gonna win this one. Maybe I don't. Aaliyah and Britney. Aaliyah going through for me. I don't know about you.
Aaliyah.
Okay, you sound like he was hesitant to put it through. He was hesitant about that? Come on, man.
I mean, nah, Brittany, she could have lost in the last round. Let's keep it funky.
Okay. Denise Richards and Karen Parsons.
Oh, man. Believe it or not, I'm going to go with Denise Richards.
Me too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Danielle Fishel and Tia and Tamera.
Danielle. That's, I mean, Tia and Tamera. They look goofy. They look goofy to be like real
questions.
At least one of them. Yeah.
Tamera was, yeah. Tia was not. But okay. I hate. All right. Anyway. Chili and Cindy Crawford.
You know what? I think this is another one. It depends on who you're asking, but I'm representing my people. Maybe not me right now. People I know from my vicinity. I'm gonna say Chili.
Okay, pulling Chili through. Okay. Definitely getting put on in this episode. J-Lo and B Rocka.
Who was that again?
Brandy. The only person in this whole thing named start with a B, right?
Why is it? Oh, B Rock? I just never heard that one.
I never heard it either until I watched this show that she did, and then people just started calling her B Rocker. So I guess that's her nickname.
And who is she going up against?
J-Lo.
Let's go put J-Lo through. 90s crush. J-Lo? I think it's J-Lo.
I say Brandy because of Moesha. Everybody, come on now. Really? People ain't want Moesha.
I mean, J-Lo ended up on your whole list. I know you said it was for the 90s. I don't know. Yeah, she did become J-Lo more in the 2000s, huh?
Yeah, but she was in movies and had albums out in the 90s, which started her. She was just regular J-Lo then.
I'm going to say J-Lo. Go ahead, flip the coin.
All right. That's heads.
That's you then,
Brandy. Oh, y'all got heads. I keep forgetting. I keep thinking that we calling it in the air. All right. Gotcha. All right. So, okay. Brandy. Okay. All right. So, people, we are almost to the end. So we're going to go to break. It seemed early for me, but we're going to go to break because, you know, we come back. We got, what, 8 people left?
Get it going, man. This is the 90s Crush Bracket right here on the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. We'll be right back.
And we are back. PMP. I'm Prime. Leeboy TV. I almost forgot to do the intro to come back. I just started talking almost. I was like, oh, wait, I forgot. All right.
Hey.
So we're down to the final 8. The final 8. What do they call this?
Elite 8.
The Elite 8. There we go. So we got the Elite 8. These are some elite people of the 90s. So, hey, there we go. Where do you want to start? You want to start with the others, or you want to start with TV?
Let's do others this time.
All right. Janet Jackson and Aaliyah. And no coin flip needed. I'm saying Janet.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with
Velvet
you.
Rope Janet.
I agree with Janet. You. I agree with you 100%.
Chili and B Rocker Brandy Norwood.
I'm going to go with, I don't know. I just keep getting Brandy out of here, but I'm rolling with Chili, yeah. All right,
I'm rolling with, all right, wait.
I mean, TLC was only the biggest group.
One of the biggest.
One of the what else? What was the biggest urban group?
One of the biggest.
For me, I mean, I got Chili. I keep Brandy keeps coming up. I keep trying to get her out of here. I think this is finally gonna be the round where it happens. And it's no disrespect to Brandy. I think I just look at her more like a big sis. Like she's cool. Crush wise, Chili, she had it going in the '90s for sure. My personal opinion, but obviously this ain't for me. Like I've said so many times,
I'm gonna stick with Brandy. I don't know why she. I'm gonna keep saving her. I'm gonna stick with B Rocker. So let's flip that coin. And it's his. Thank you. I seen it from a mile away. I was like, oh my god. All right,
Chili out of here, huh?
Yeah, we got Chili out of here. But finals are gonna be interesting to say the least. We got Tiffany Amber Thiessen, aka Kelly from Saved by the Bell, and we got Halle Berry.
Halle for me.
It's Tiffany for me. Is we doing what the fans saying? You know, everybody's going to pick Tiffany.
And I think this is when Halle. I think this is when Halle made her name, man. I mean, the 2000s were literally her decade because of her crush worthiness in the 90s. And I mean, ever since she hit the silver screen, I think that's what she represented for her career. I think that is what defines her, is her attractiveness. It really got her a lot of places. Kelly, it took her, I mean, it got her on the show, but it didn't get her too many other places after. So I think
that is true. But when she was on the show, she was one of the top crushes of all time. So I mean, hey,
I give you that. I give you that. But Halle made a whole career out of being a crush. I mean, out of all the ones that was on that that boomerang, she rose from the ashes. She beat out a whole lot of ones on that movie, so I'm going to just say that.
All right, I'm going to flip it. It's Tails.
Tails.
You want to do two out of three? You want to do two out of three?
Nah. You hardly got to get through, man. You already got Brandy, so.
Wow. People are going to be disappointed that it's not Topanga and Kelly in the finals. I don't know.
I mean, Topanga's there, right? She's still there.
No, she's still in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got Denise Richards and Danielle Fishel, a.k.a. Topanga.
Okay, and Topanga's still going to get through. I think Denise Richards, I would, she's definitely worth the bracket, but just can't beat out Topanga.
So we got the final four. The final four. This is a tough bracket for some people.
You sound disappointed, man, in the final four. But
well, no, the people could be disappointed. I'm not disappointed. The people probably disappointed.
What if people listening
to this and they want to see like all their favorites in there? Like, they cutting it off. They done cut it off since when you put like Sarah Michelle Gellar and Sarah Jessica Parker or somebody in. These are mixed with people from the 90s, so. One side, we got B Rocker, Brandy Norwood, and we got Janet Jackson. And from here on out, we flipping. Yes. From here on out, we flipping. So.
Really? Okay.
So, do you want to do heads or tails? You want to call it in the air?
You call it, man. This is your bracket. That's how you want to do it. That's fine.
I mean, you're
going to let Brandy flip all the way to the championship.
All right.
Do what you got to do, man.
We're going to flip for the finals because I got Janet going through.
Okay, so I got Janet. So, yeah, we only really need to flip if it's not a consensus. Really.
I just wanted to see what you was going to say.
I ain't just going to let Brandy win the whole thing off of chance, off of 50-50 flip. Come on, man.
We got Halle Berry, and Danielle Fisher. I'm putting Danielle through. I don't care. Danielle is going through for me.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Oh, we got
to I'm going to mess it up for the whole fans, for everybody, right. The whole podcast. 90s
fans. Y'all gotta help me flip this coin, all right?
Hey, keep it real, bro. Come on.
For nostalgia. You got Tails, right?
Yep.
All right. I'm not going to even look. I'm going to just.
It's Tails.
Hey, it's his. Okay.
Hey, I just want to let everyone know that's listening. His little flip is going off screen. I can't see. So I don't know if I trust
what?
It.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
You want to do 2 out of 3?
No, it's cool. It's cool. Because we got Janet versus Topanga. So shout out to Janet. She actually was featured, or we discussed her on our last two podcasts. We just talked about the Super Bowl performances. And I think she ended up on number 2 on both of our lists.
She was your number 3 and my honorable.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes?
And then we did
her. Oh, yeah, because Beyonce, yeah. I had to sneak Beyonce in that too, because she had an excellent performance. And then last week we talked about the Janet Jackson effect off the heels of her biography, which I finally saw. Very good, actually.
Yes, exactly. See?
Ran through that entire thing. I mean, I was trying to watch it the first day, but Hulu was playing games with me. Yes,
very, very, very good, people. I really do suggest it. Even though it is 4 hours, but it's an enjoyable 4 hours where you get your watch time worth.
Just love the whole Terry Lewis, Jamie Jam behind the scene, and the Renee stuff behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Definitely two of the best episodes. So, but moving forward, I mean, we're talking 90s crushes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what's more 90s than Topanga? And and then obviously you have Janet Jackson, who is like, you know, she goes beyond 90s crushes. Mm-hmm. She is well loved in so many different categories, in so many different singing categories, so many different genres and different areas of entertainment, whether it be acting or you know, so many different things that she's done, right? I say all that to say.
Oh, no.
No. I do think Topanga has to win this. Topanga has to win this just because I think she really personifies what it means to be a 90s crush. So if I'm choosing for the fans, based on the general consensus of the world, I'm going with Topanga. For the reasons I've already stated, and Janet Jackson, she can win us on so many other categories. So let her win those, and let Miss Topanga have this one here.
Also, I will say, even though Janet is high on everybody's list, I think, like you said, Danielle is always at the top of everybody's list in this category. So, I will say Danielle Fisher. All right, off the record, I do think we wasted a spot on Kelly Williams. I'm just saying, but that was in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, we could have threw in like a Heather Locklear was a huge 90s crush. Who else was a huge 90s crush? This is a great opportunity to invite the audience. If there was a name on there that we didn't consider that you thought we should have, please get into the comments on YouTube, on Instagram. And let us know your top crush and who you would have winning your bracket. I mean, we both ended up with Danielle Fisher today, Miss Topanga, and I think it's a great representative. She's a great representative for 90s crushes. So, and shout out to everybody out there that's just trying to keep their relationship together while doing a podcast. You know, shout out to Miss Magical Nikki. Love you, girl.
All right.
Y'all go put some hearts and roses.
Oh my gosh. Come on, man. What? Let everybody know where to find you.
Yes, yes. You can find me at Lee Boy TV on all socials. Also, Lee Boy TV on YouTube and LeeBoyTV.com on the World Wide Web.
And that's www.
Leeboytv.com.
There we go. All right.
Yep.
Obviously, it's KVNG prime time. 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I got to throw that in there now. We doing
that. Shout out to the gang.
Yeah, shout out to him. We had, obviously, Jamar on the creator last week. So, you know, it's a good thing. Follow Prime Nostalgia Pod on Instagram and Twitter. But we're not as active on Twitter because I'm going to lie to you, Twitter is not engaging, at least for what, you know, it's not engaging enough, I guess. So we'll work on it. But Instagram is definitely what we post our stuff at. Anyways, any last words to help your
We good. I'm just messing around, obviously, but you know, just trying to keep it respectful for Valentine's Day. And to all the lovers and friends and everybody, everyone have a great holiday. You know, tell someone, it don't have to be a significant other. Just tell somebody you love them over the holiday. Have a great holiday. And
from us here, we got your winner. I mean, five people on this list, I was like, could win, and one of those five won, so I'm happy. That fans should be happy because it makes sense. And we got through it. Even though you didn't even want to put her back. We ain't going to talk about that. Anyways, prime time is all the time. And we out.
It's time, baby. We out.
Prime Nostalgia. Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wow. And it's from all that, dropping gems for you to find. So there's orange, the light is line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and PRIMPPAL.